Sagt the Mishnah Vayit, Masech Tesukah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Peiras Alea Sadin, this person spread a sheet over the Sukkah, Ibnei HaCham, because of the sun. Oitachtea, or he spread the sheet beneath the Schach, Ibnei Hanashar, to catch the falling leaves. Oisha Peiras Lagabi Akinaf, or he spread it over a bed that has four posts, so he spread it over the posts, like a kingly kind of a bed, you know, the kings sleep in those kinds of beds, has a canopy on top. In all these cases, psula, it's possible. Avo pyrusu, but he could spread a sheet, al gabi naklite amita, over a bed that has only two posts, and the sheet comes down like a tent on both sides. Okay, let's explain over here a little bit. I have here a kosher sukkah with kosher eschach. I spread a sheet over the top. A sheet is not kosher eschach, it's something that's mekabel tumah. We're going to learn later. Anything that's mekabel tumah, you can't use for schach. Now, I didn't mean for the sheet to be my schach. I just said, the sun is coming through. It's hard for me to sit here. Well, maybe you think you don't mean it l'shem schach. But in reality, you are putting it up l'shem schach. Because you just said you want to protect yourself from the sun. So that's the schach. The schach, by definition, is what you're putting on top to protect yourself with. For that matter, when he spreads it underneath the schach, he also started out with a kosher sukkah. He sits down and says, what's this falling on me? Oh, there's these leaves, little pieces of wood. Here, let me spread this out underneath. That's going to protect me from the leaves or small pieces of wood that are falling. So again, you have spread a schach underneath your schach to protect you. So you're not under the kosher schach. You're under the sheet, which is not kosher schach. In another pshat, the Bat Tanura says that his kavana was that the leaves shouldn't fall off after they dry. And as a result, the sukkah is going to have more open spaces. It's going to have more sunlight than shade. Either way, whether you're throwing the sheet on top because of the sun or underneath because of the leaves, you're under a sheet. That's your schach, and a sheet is not kosher for schach. However, the Gemara says, suppose he spreads the sheet not to protect him from the sun or the leaves, but he says, this is such a beautiful sheet. It'll make the sukkah so nice. He does so for nice sukkah, for decorative purposes. As long as he keeps it within four tefachim of the schach is kosher. Because now, it's not that he's under something which protects him, which is the kabel tumah. No. He's thinking what protects him is the schach of the sukkah. He just wants to decorate it. Anything that's there to decorate the schach becomes bottled to the schach. It's like a chelik of the schach. What did we learn weiter in our mission over here as we continue in the middle of Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel? He has a very fancy bed. There are four poles by each of the corners. And he spreads a very nice canopy over the four poles. And he climbs into his bed. And he's in the sukkah. It may be very nice, but he's not yet to the midst of the sukkah. Because he's not in the sukkah. He's in a tent that's inside the sukkah. There's an oil that's mafsig between him and the schach. But if there are only two poles, like one at the head of the bed, one at the foot of the bed, so it comes down like a tent, like a triangle. Now, any time you don't have a roof that's wide, a tefach on top, that's not called an oil. Oibazai, if this kind of a tent, even though it's wide at the bottom and very narrow at the top, but because it doesn't have, again, as explained, the width of a tefach on top, oibazai, it's not called an oil, al pi halacha. Well, as long as it's not an oil, al pi halacha, so then there's no official oil that's mafsig, that cuts off between him and the schach. And that's the reason that the Mishnah says, Pyrusu al gabi naklite amita. So once again, in our Mishnah we had three cases where it's possible and one case where it's kosher. You remember the three cases where it's possible? If he throws a sheet over the sukkah because of the sun or underneath because of the falling leaves, or over four posts. In all these three cases it's possible, but if there are only two posts and it comes down like a tent, narrow on the top and wide at the bottom, that's not an official oil, and under those circumstances, sleeping in this bed still means that he's sleeping in the sukkah.